The protest came from about 200 people who held a candlelight vigil in memory of the 9/11 victims outside the university auditorium where Churchill spoke. 18-year-old freshman Justin Halbach says he's angry student fees he contributed to were used to bring Churchill to campus.
It's sad what he said, that the victims of 9/11, you know, deserved it. That's what, you know, he implied that. And that's sad. They didn't deserve it. No American civilian deserves to die. That's not right, you know. You don't want, civilians shouldn't die. That's the way it is.
Milwaukee radio talk show host Charlie Sykes led the protest rally. He told the audience they were playing an important role in protecting free speech.
With free speech comes a responsibility, a grave responsibility. And part of that responsibility is to speak back, is to say no, is to reject the kind of bigotry and hate that Ward Churchill has brought to this campus today.
But Churchill told more than 300 people inside the auditorium that his essay was not meant to justify the deaths of civilians in the World Trade Center.
I didn't justify anything. I spoke to a phenomena that I believe to be natural and inevitable.
Churchill said what was inevitable was that Arabs angry about U.S. foreign policy in Israel and sanctions against Iraq in the 1990s were bound to strike at a symbol of American power.
You treat any people the way the Iraqis and the Palestinians have been treated, not only destroying them en masse, but demeaning, degrading, and devaluing them to the point of absolute dehumanization. And it doesn't matter whether you're an Arab or an American, you're going to respond pretty much the same way. You're going to lash out in blind hatred violently in a form that they tend to call terrorism.
He says he wrote the essay just one day after September 11th to counter what he called the media spin that the attackers were motivated by their hatred of American freedoms. His speech drew applause from some in the audience when he quoted the biblical golden rule urging people to push for an American foreign policy that would treat other countries as we would like to be treated. But the most spirited applause of the evening came not during Churchill's speech, but for Chancellor Jack Miller's comments in defense of free speech.
That regardless of some opinions to the contrary, it is still my belief that the Academy is at its best when it functions as a forum for the free exchange of ideas.
Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.